I recently posted a boo with my feelings towards the digital economy bill, sort of vaguely outlined, and I also mentioned in my most recent boo before this that I was going to try and mention it, but unfortunately I ran out of time. I waffled on too long, but I did talk about how some of my friends became split on the issue. One particular friend of mine has decided that he is split professionally. He says that he's for the bill because it helps the British radio industry, notably the digital sector, and but personally that he is against it because of the implications it has on the World Wide Web, which is a sort of response I'd hope to get from someone, because as I've mentioned before, the internet implications of the bill are frankly disgusting and need to be torn asunder and then rewritten from scratch, as far as I'm concerned. The bill would give too much power to First Secretary of State Peter Mandelson. It would essentially give him unlimited power to enforce copyright by bringing into law any measure relating to file sharing on the internet today, without even consenting Parliament, which is frankly disgusting. Too much power for one politician, if you ask me. However, the bill does have some redeeming features. I mean, it does have the adoption of the PEGI standard at video game ratings. The PEGI standard is, of course, an acronym for the Pan-European Game Information Service, which is found on the back of many video games in the United Kingdom and indeed Europe. And frankly, it's a much more informative system than the BBFCs, that's the British Board of Film Classifications game ratings. It's probably gives more information to parents, which is where half the debate comes to with video game ratings, is making the parents aware of what their children are playing, so that when it hits the headlines in, say, the Daily Mail or the Sun, that the latest child killer is in fact heavily influenced by video games, it can actually be said that, well, actually, he shouldn't be playing those games in the first place. It's not designed for his age group. His parents should have supervised him. And yeah, it's not the industry's fault. It's the consumers. Some responsibility has to be taken by the consumer on said issues, particularly if mature gamers such as myself are going to get any enjoyment out of titles in the future that aren't going to be so completely censored simply because a few parents couldn't be asked to take an interest in what their children were doing.